Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to St. Peter's Sports Day.
Yes, it might seem strange to have a sports day in winter rather than summer, but I figure if the World Cup can do it, then we can too. We've got various activities and exercises lined up, and the first thing we need to do is to get ready. So would any young volunteers like to come and join me at the front? Maybe four or five? Do just come up to the front. We'll see how many we've got. We can't have loads at this stage, but don't worry, there are more activities to come. Well, great. That will do for now. Perfect. Okay. Sophie, you wanted to come too, didn't you? Great. No? Okay. Okay. Let's see if this is working. I've got a question for you first. Okay, now don't worry, I'm not going to embarrass you in any way. We're going to talk about how to prepare for sports day and then get on and do some exercise. So, can you tell me, what sort of things could you do to prepare for sports day? Oh, Daniel already.
You could do stretches, have certain meals, various different things depending on what you will do.
Brilliant, so stretches, meals, there are some clues on the table there as well actually, Seb. Warm up, okay. Yeah.
You can have some water.
You can have some water, yeah. I'm not sure if this is working. It is, okay.
You can plan what you're going to do.
Plan what you're going to do. Some great ideas there. Brilliant. Well, let's get on and do it. Now, we can do a few different things. Does anybody, to start with, does anybody like skipping? Oh, wow. Okay, Molly, you were first. There you go. And I'm hoping that, wow, this is quite a long skipping rope, isn't it? Is that too long? Let's have a look. I think Molly was first. Molly, why don't you stand here? Is that too long for one person? No, I think it's okay, isn't it? So how about you stand just there, okay, and you start skipping. Brilliant. Who else have we got? Who would like to have a go? Yeah, well done. Who would like to go? if you stand back slightly, Daniel, who'd like to have a go at some weights? Who would like to do some weights? You would, okay. Daniel, you'll find them just there, okay. Do you know what you're doing with them? They're quite light, but I can give you some heavier ones if you're feeling really strong. Why don't you work those biceps? Brilliant. Well done, Molly. Okay. And who would... Yeah, you'd like to use one of those. Who would like to do some...
I'll try this.
Okay, well, you can. Yeah, they're quite heavy. Be careful. Who would like to have a go at one of these? Just working... Do you want to, okay, Sammy, you do that. Okay. Seb, I think you should try this, okay? One foot up, one foot down, and then back down again like this. Okay, and see how fast you can go. Just keep going. Okay, what else have we got? Arthur, can you do star jumps? Can you do some star jumps on the mat there? Okay, and Charlie, why don't you stand here and just run on the spot as quickly as you can. Brilliant. Now, this is brilliant. This is a great gym, isn't it? And Arthur, let's make some space for Sophie. She's going to come and do some gymnastics on the mat. Okay, so Arthur, if you stand to one side. Is anybody feeling tired yet? You don't want to. Are you sure? And stop. Brilliant. Thank you very much for your help. Now, before you go, just tell me how you found that.
Tiring.
Tiring, okay. You must be exhausted. Too tired to speak. What was that like? Yeah, I think they're done. Do have a seat. Thank you very much for your help. Thank you. Okay. So, why a sports day? Why the exercise? Our Bible reading comes from the last chapter of the last letter we have of the Apostle Paul. And where he says, the time for my departure is near, he means it won't be long before I leave this world. Now facing death, he looks back over his life and says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. The Christian life is a fight. It's a struggle. Life is hard enough with all its stresses and strains. But the Christian life is particularly tough because whatever situation we face, we try to do what is good and right before God. We live to please Him rather than ourselves. And to say no to self and yes to God is hard. My wants, my desires, my choices often don't match up with what is right and best, with what God wants for me. Did you know that God loves us so much that he wants the best for us? The trouble is, we often prefer living our own way to living his way. We know that God is in charge. He is King of Kings. But it's as if I take his crown and put it on my head because I want to be in control of my life. And this rebellion is what the Bible calls sin. And to become a Christian is to take that crown off and to let God be God, the rightful ruler of our lives and of the world. He invites us to be at peace with him as friends rather than enemies at war. But even if we've made that decision to become a Christian, it's still a battle. There's often a mismatch between what I want and what God wants. That's why Paul calls it a fight. The good fight. The internal struggle to turn away from what is wrong in our hearts and lives and to go after what is right. We will face the same troubles as everyone else. And when life is hard, we might be tempted to blame it on others or expect everyone else to change. It's easier if it's always someone else's fault or God's fault. But for the Christian, the struggle starts in here, as we fight sin and seek godliness instead. God is ready to support us in any and every situation, if we'll let him, that is, helping us to change, to become more like Jesus as we try to honour him. It will take effort, and it may be tough, but he has given us everything we need to get through. As part of my preparation for this morning, I thought I'd better go for a run. And I cycled last week and signed up for Wednesday night football because after too many puddings and not enough exercise, it does start to show. But how do we stay in shape spiritually? How do we stay in shape spiritually? What has God given us to help us? Well, two things to mention briefly for now. First, the Holy Spirit. In chapter 1, Paul tells Timothy, God hasn't given us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So don't worry, no fear, Paul says. Live your life for God, empowered by the Spirit, God himself who lives in us. And secondly, the Holy Scriptures. In chapter 3, Paul tells Timothy, God has given us his words, which make us wise. Practical guidance to live God's way in God's world. In fact, Paul says that the Bible trains us in righteousness. So as we read God's word, he equips us for every good work he wants us to do. Right, I think it's time for a race. For this bit, I'm going to need your help, Seb. Okay? If you could come to the front here, thank you. I'm going to need this, aren't we? Now, you'll be fine. Okay. I want you to run around the church and keep running until I say stop. Okay? You need to follow the route I give you. So out into the foyer, into the lower hall, then up the stairs, through the upper hall, down the stairs, and round again. Back around here, and that's one lap. Okay? And we'll see how you get on. I think you're going to do a few laps. Are you up for that? Does that sound all right? Yeah? Okay. You're not sure, are you? You'll be fine. Okay. Now, what else do we need to do? Yeah. The main thing is to keep going to the end, no matter how fast or slow, just keep going. Ready? On your marks, get set, go. Okay. Paul also likens the Christian life to a race. It's the journey of a lifetime. It looks as though Jack's going too. It's the journey of a lifetime, more of a marathon than a sprint. So it takes perseverance. It starts when we begin the Christian life, when we put our trust in Jesus for the first time. And the finish line is death. But that's not the end. Because that's when we enter the glory of heaven, to be with God forever. Keep going, Seb. Okay. As for the route, well, we know the way. As for the route, we know the way because we know Jesus. Jesus shows us the way. In fact, Jesus is the way, the only way to God in heaven. Jesus marked out the route for us when he came from earth to save us. He traveled through life trusting in God, obeying his Father. And he left the perfect example for us so that we would know how to live. It was a journey of suffering first and then glory later. A race back to heaven, but via death on a cross. When Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him, he calls us to fight sin and seek godliness. So if you're looking a bit tired, Charlie, do you mind going around with him? Brilliant. Why don't you accompany him for a last lap? Okay. Yeah, I think you'll catch him up. No trouble. Okay. When Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him, he calls us to fight sin and seek godliness, enduring suffering and opposition along the way. But it's definitely, definitely worth it. For the prize of glory, eternity in paradise. The fact that Jesus has gone before us, risen from death, and returned to heaven shows that it works. It's a well-worn path with countless believers running on ahead of us. Brilliant, guys. Why don't let's stop the clock. You've made it to the end. Do have a seat. Thank you, Seb. Thank you, Charlie. How do we keep going until the finish? What has God given us to help us? Well, two more things to mention briefly. You've seen one of them. First, he gives us each other. Charlie running alongside. Sometimes we may feel alone or lonely in the Christian life. But God has given us each other as a gift. Followers of Jesus are brothers and sisters in God's family. So whether it's singing or supporting or serving or sharing one another's burdens, God gives you to me and me to you for mutual encouragement along the way. We're running partners. And secondly, he gives us himself. God himself goes with us. And that's why I chose Psalm 23 for us this morning, for our declaration of faith. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You comfort me. Running the race through life, trusting in Jesus may be tough at times, but God draws alongside us and guides us home. We're going to sing now, and that's actually one of the best things we can do. We can sing to encourage each other along the way as we remind each other in song from the soul of all that Jesus has done for us. His rescue mission from heaven to earth and back again motivates us to keep going. Let's stand to sing When I Was Lost. Our final sports day event is the relay race. So I need some more volunteers to come to the front. If you'd like to come and run in. Wow, okay. We can cope with it, but I think I've got about 8 crowns. So as long as we don't need everybody with a crown. Okay. Wow, okay. It's good that it's a shorter track. We're not going to run around the whole church. Okay. This is going to be fun. So, you don't have to be fast. And I think this has to be a first, isn't it? A relay race in a Bible talk at St. Peter's. What you have to do is run round the central chairs with this baton. Okay, so we've got a baton. It's a relay race. And you need to run across that. We're going to start here, okay, in a moment. You stay there. You need to run across the front here, down the aisle, to the back and up this aisle before passing the baton on to the next person. Okay, and the next person does the same thing. So you take it in turns. Does that sound okay? Any questions? Quite a straightforward route, isn't it? Okay. Well, the good thing is, if Samuel goes first, I reckon everyone will catch on and follow. Oh, you're right, Dan. I don't think you're running anywhere at this rate, are you? Don't fall over. Samuel, why don't you start here? Don't go anywhere yet. In fact, I need Sarah Fraser's help, because I've only done a few crowns. If you win, you get a crown. Or if you get round, you get a crown. Do you mind just putting a few of those together?
Sure.
Just a few more. If I take this one, all you need to do is thread that into maybe the second hole there.
Okay.
You've got time. Don't worry. This is going to take us a bit of time. Okay. So, Samuel, you're going to go first. You're going to run round. You're going to hand the baton maybe to Edward here. And we'll see how we get on. Okay. On your marks. Oh, you know, don't you? On your marks, get set, go! Okay. Oh, he's quite fast. This isn't going to take long at all. Who's next? I think Edward might be next. Okay. Your turn, Edward. Go, go, go. Lovely. Try and keep holding the baton. Okay, then Sud next. Brilliant, well done. You got the idea. I hope you're not expecting an early lunch. Okay, brilliant. It's good practice for sports day at school. That's very kind. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, very good. Okay. And if you've had a go, why not head back to your seat? Okay. Well done, no one's dropped the baton yet, that's brilliant. Well done, Finlay. Mariana, okay. Okay. It's great to have so many volunteers, I was worried people wouldn't want to take part. Well done, Bella. Don't worry.
Oh, I know what to do.
Okay. Go on, Ben. Okay, once you've had a go, do you take a seat? We've got a few more. Wow, well done, Elliot. Oh, okay. Well done. Okay, oh, we almost had a collision there. Okay, Brian.
4 minutes.
Okay, well done, Pierce. It's brilliant to have so many young people in church, isn't it? Okay, oh. Is that one? Okay, thank you. Oh. Okay, go on, Jack. Okay. Anybody else? Has everybody gone? Is Jack last, or have you been? You've been. Okay, thank you, Jack. Well done. Let's have a round of applause for our runners.
I'm took 4.5 minutes. I don't really...
Okay. Do take a seat. I'll give you your crowns in a moment. Okay. You need a medal. We'll come to that in a moment. I'll talk about medals and trophies in a moment. Okay. The Christian life is about keeping the faith. Notice Paul doesn't say keep faith or keep a faith. It's keep the faith. And the faith he's talking about is the gospel. The good news about Jesus, about God rescuing us through Jesus. Mike read the gospel summary at the beginning of the letter to us in the assurance of faith. It's about God saving us and calling us to be his, not because of anything we've done, but because of what Jesus has done in destroying death. Oh, there we go. In destroying death and bringing eternal life. That's the good news of Christianity. It's not something we earn or merit or by performing well. It's God's gift to us before the beginning of time, salvation through Jesus. We deserve death and judgment, because of our sin and rebellion against God. But in his great love, he destroys death through Jesus' death on the cross and gives us eternal life. And it's such good news that we want to share it, like the baton being passed on from one person to the next. In this letter, Paul describes the gospel message as the good deposit entrusted to him. It's like a precious jewel that needs to be guarded or protected. And the best way to protect it is to pass it on. A relay race won't work if a runner keeps the baton or drops it. Each runner passes it on to the next person. And it's the same with what we've received from Jesus. We don't just believe it and keep it to ourselves. The news is too good, too precious, too urgent for that. We share it with others as we speak it and live it out day by day. As Paul reached the end of his life, he could say, "I have kept the faith." He charged Timothy to keep the faith too by giving it away to others. And the call to us is the same. It's exciting to think that, well, about where the gospel will end up this week as we take it to our homes, our schools, our places of work, and so on. Keep the faith, Paul commands us. And then finally, receive the crown. Receive the crown. In Paul's day, athletes wouldn't receive a medal or a trophy. Sorry about that, Jack. No trophy, but... But they do receive a crown. Would you like a crown? Would you like a crown? Sorry. And would anybody else who ran the relay race like to come and have a crown? Why not come forward? I've got 8, so I can give out as many as I've got. Could you help me with those? That one, Seb? Brilliant. Okay, there you go. I'm sorry I don't have more. There are just so many of you, it's great. I know. I tell you what, we do have 2 or 3 spares in the cupboard, so if you really want one, do come and get one afterwards. We've got them in the Sunday school room next door. We do have a few spares, so if you missed out, come and see me afterwards. So in Paul's day, athletes would receive a crown a bit like this in victory. Perhaps the fight, the race, the faith sounds too much like hard work. It's tiring even thinking about a marathon, isn't it? Let alone running one. Well, it will be worth it. There is a finish line and an amazing prize when we get there. We don't in any way deserve a crown, do we? By nature, we stand condemned before Jesus, the righteous judge. He is righteous, and we are not. We are guilty before him. But because of his great love for us, he gives us his righteousness as a gift. The perfect life he lived, his death in our place, so that we might be free from sin, forgiven forever. It's not just that we're declared innocent then. His rescue means that we're declared righteous, crowned with righteousness, just as if we'd never stolen his crown in the first place. And he puts a crown of righteousness on our heads. That's God's grace. And in case you need more convincing, remember again when it was given, before the beginning of time. It doesn't depend on us in any way, but on his great love for us. That's why Jesus' followers need not fear meeting him as judge. Rather, we long for his return. As we draw to a close then, I'm conscious that we'll all be at different stages on the race to heaven. Perhaps you're exploring whether to become a Christian or you've just started out. I hope what I've shared gives you a sense of the course ahead. It can be tough. It's a fight. It's a struggle. But it's well worth it. And God gives us everything we need for the journey. The most important thing is to grasp his grace. It doesn't depend on our performance, how well we run. It depends on what God has done for us already in Jesus. Or perhaps you've been running for a while. You've been a Christian for a number of years, but you stumble along the way. Sometimes you slow down or go off track, and it's easy to get disheartened, tempting even to give up completely. Well, remember, you're not alone. He gives us each other, and he goes with us. So keep going. It's not a competition. We help each other. We're running partners, aren't we? And he promises to guide us home as we keep trusting in him. Finally, some of our seniors will have been running for decades. Maybe you're reaching the end of your race. But instead of confidence and assurance like Paul, perhaps you look back with regret and you look forward with fear. It's all very well for Paul to say he's fought and finished and kept the faith. He was a wholehearted holy apostle. Well, don't forget that at first he hated Jesus so much that he arranged for Christians to be killed. He was far from perfect. Again, it doesn't depend on our performance as we run, but on reaching the finish line, trusting in Jesus. So we can face death without fear, longing for Jesus' appearing, because the best is yet to come. Let's pray.